Political action in Brazil and Colombia has led to a big decrease in tree loss in tropical forests, according to a new study. The Brazilian Amazon saw 39% less trees being cut down, while Colombia had almost 50% less loss of primary forests. These countries have made protecting the environment a priority under new leaders, and it's showing positive results. However, the progress made in Brazil and Colombia was offset by more tree cutting and fires in Bolivia, Laos, and Nicaragua. Overall, tree loss worldwide increased by 25%, mostly because of forest fires in Canada. The wildfires in Canada had a big impact on tree loss around the world, causing a fivefold increase compared to the previous year. But experts say that intentionally clearing mature rainforests in tropical areas is the most important factor in dealing with climate change. These primary forests store a lot of carbon, which is crucial for preventing global temperatures from rising too much. Tropical regions have been the main focus of deforestation caused by humans over the past 50 years. In 2023, the tropics lost 3.7 million hectares of forest, which is like losing 10 football fields every minute. However, the losses would have been even higher if it wasn't for the efforts of Brazil and Colombia. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's government in Brazil reduced primary forest loss by 36% compared to the previous year. Similarly, President Gustavo Petro Urrego's actions in Colombia led to almost 50% less loss of primary forests. Although the reductions in tree loss in Brazil and Colombia are important, they are still higher than in the early 2010s. Not all regions in Brazil saw improvements, with the Cerrado experiencing a 6% increase in tree loss. Bolivia, Laos, and Nicaragua also had more tree loss, mainly because of fires and expanding agriculture. Indonesia had more losses too, but the rate is still lower compared to 10 years ago. Overall, the study shows that tree loss worldwide is a mixed picture. The world has only 6 years left to fulfill the promise made at COP26 in 2021 to stop deforestation. Experts stress the need for urgent action to deal with the climate and nature crises, as the high rates of deforestation show that progress is not going as planned.